In the wake of the Boston bombing, it's time to recognize an awkward fact. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the National Crime Investigation Force, which doubles as an internal intelligence agency, is utterly incompetent. The FBI is a joke, and it has been for a long time. Of course, this flies in the face of 75 years of propaganda telling us they're the best crime fighters on the planet. In movies and television shows, the FBI image is sterling. They bring expertise, they bring money, and they bring all the latest crime-fighting science, right? The image is so good because the FBI has people who are paid to make sure Hollywood portrays them that way. But that image is a long way from reality. When you sit back and ponder your knowledge of the fabulous FBI, you probably think of Elliot Ness bagging Al Capone in 1931, the FBI going after the mafia in the 1960s, their wonderful scientific forensics lab at Quantico that's supposed to be the best in the world, and their profilers who catch serial killers by psychoanalyzing them. Those are the four pegs upon which FBI hats are hung. Here's the truth about all four. 1. The FBI never bagged Al Capone. Elliot Ness and the FBI threw a ton of money, a truckload of manpower, and a warehouse full of J. Edgar Hoover's peevish temper tantrums at the Chicago mobster and got nowhere. Al Capone laughed at the FBI and mocked them. The Treasury Department finally got him for tax evasion. 2. While the FBI was supposedly winning the war against the mafia in the 1960s, the mafia took over Las Vegas, thrived financially, and somehow managed to assassinate President John F. Kennedy and his younger brother, Attorney General Bobby Kennedy. If that's winning the war, I'd hate to see what losing looks like. 3. The FBI forensics lab has zero credibility in American courts ever since 1975, when Special Agent Thomas N. Curran was found to be routinely lying under oath in capital murder cases. Mr. Curran had no forensics training and didn't even perform many of the tests upon which he was testifying. Later, two technologies the FBI used to convict thousands of people, voice print, spectrography, and metallurgical analysis of bullets, turned out to be completely bogus. In the 1990s, the FBI forensic scandals got so bad there were congressional investigations, and they were forced to make reforms. But we currently have another scandal playing out, this one involving hair and fiber analysis that may have led to tens of thousands of improper convictions. Right now, there's nothing a defense attorney wants more than an FBI forensics guy testifying against his client. That's how bad it is. An FBI forensics guy testifying against your client is like having the Pope give the guy a character reference. Finally, 4, those profilers. We see them in mystery novels, TV shows, and movies all the time. But like the characters in the CBS television show Criminal Minds, they're fictional. Ever seen a real FBI profiler catch a serial killer? Me neither. The problem with the FBI is something that happens to all government organizations when they get large. They turn into ponderous, inefficient bureaucracies, more interested in protecting themselves than the original mission. After the Boston bombing, we learned the FBI was warned multiple times by the Russians that Tamerlan Tsarnaev was a bad guy, but the FBI did nothing. The FBI is staffed with lawyers. That's who they like to hire. Lawyers think like lawyers, not cops, and they're members of a giant bureaucracy, don't forget, so they think like bureaucrats, too. Sending lawyer bureaucrats to investigate crimes is like sending polar bears to Miami Beach. For instance, the FBI has rules that forbid pairing the word Muslim with the word terrorist. So how in the world could they effectively question a Muslim terrorist? How would they even word the report if they did suspect something? Spectacular FBI failures are as common as rain in April. Remember the siege in Waco, Texas, where the FBI attacked a religious cult and killed 76 men, women, and children? How about Ruby Ridge, where an FBI sniper killed the wife of the guy they wanted while she was standing in her doorway holding a baby? In a situation that mirrors the Boston bombing, the FBI was warned about the 911 hijackers beforehand and did nothing then, too. In other words, an unarmed woman holding a baby was considered a dire threat, but a group of Arab-speaking thugs taking private lessons to fly airliners, who seemed strangely uninterested in the part about how to land the planes, were not worth bothering about. The letters FBI stand for Fumbling Bureaucratic Incompetence. That's the harsh reality. And if anyone at the FBI is upset with that statement, well, my name is Geraldo Rivera, and I live in New York. That's today's dose of common sense.